programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I have great respect for our decision desk, and I see that they're very happy in Chicago, but I've got to tell you, the Romney camp has real doubts about the call that's been made by us and I guess other networks about Ohio. They do not believe that Ohio is in the Obama camp. I just got an email from a top Romney person. I said, do you agree with our call? He said, not really. It is less than 20,000 votes now, with 20% of the vote still out in GOP areas. Carl was just on the phone with somebody else, and you got some more recent figures.
Well, here it is. The secretary of the networks, our network called on the basis of about 74% of the vote being in. The Secretary of State website has 77.49% of the vote in, and it shows 2,229,686 votes for President Obama, with 49.19% of the vote, and for Governor Romney, 2,228,695, a 911 vote difference, 49.17.
And we say it's a 900 Obama is leading 900 votes.
When it was at 74%, it was 20 some odd thousand votes. Now, with 77% of the vote in, it is 991. One of the reasons why is one of the biggest blocks of votes out in the state are the Republican suburbs inside Hamilton County. And as they've started to come in, they narrowed that margin dramatically. Like the speaker pro tem of the House, his district had 3% of the vote in until very recent. Now it started to come in.
I'm going to ask you a straight out question. You went through this in 2000. You almost went through it in 2004. Do you believe that Ohio has been settled?
No, I don't. And look, if we are calling this on the basis of 74% of the vote being in, and when 77% is in, Secretary of State website, I got the director of the Ohio campaign for Romney on the other end of the line refreshing the page every few seconds, and this went from being, when we started this conversation 3 or 4 minutes ago, 1,995 vote margin for President Obama, to just now 991.
And the outstanding 20% of the vote, where is that?
Well, we know that some of it is in Cuyahoga County, which is going to be Democrat, but we've got a half of Hamilton County out. We had the city of Cincinnati vote. We are starting to see the suburbs start coming in. Then we have we have big swatches of Butler County, Delaware County, and Warren County, all of which are Republican counties that have big chunks of their vote out.
So you're not saying that Obama isn't going to win,
no,
but you're just saying he hasn't won it yet.
I think this is premature. We got a quarter of the vote. Now remember, here's the thing about Ohio. A third of the vote or more is cast early. That is won overwhelmingly by the Democrats. It's counted first, and then you count the election day. And the question is, by the time you finish counting the election day, does it overcome that early advantage that the Democrats have built up in early voting, particularly in Cuyahoga County?
Now, Joe, I we know that Carl has a rooting interest. I think at this point he's just telling us the facts, but you don't have a rooting interest for Mitt Romney. What do you think?
When I had my last contact with the Obama folks, they thought that Florida was their best shot, that Virginia looked the shakiest, and
Florida's lucky milkshake. We've been spending a lot of time with these two kids, and we're really up close and personal. And of course, it's been long work days for people out west as they head in. Some of them tugging their children along. But we have a projection to make. Without our music, we need our music. Many of you are tweeting us, and I love precision tweeting, precision social media. Let's go back over to our headquarters and Kingery. That's right, and she has run so hard, so long, with so much money that we remind everyone how many people
are very happy in Chicago. But I've got to tell you, the Romney camp has real doubts about the call that's been made by us, and I guess other networks about Ohio. They do not believe that Ohio is in the Obama camp. I just got an email
earlier. Countries from Mexico to Britain, from India to
20,000 votes now, with 20% of the vote still out in GOP areas. Carl was just on the phone with somebody else, and you got some more recent figures.
Well, here it is. The secretary of the networks, our network called on the basis of about 74% of the vote being in. The Secretary of State website has 77.49% of the vote in, and it shows 2,229,686 votes for President Obama, with 49.19% of the vote, and for Governor Romney, 2,228,695, a 911 vote difference, 49.17.
And you say it's a 900 Obama is leading 900 votes?
When it was at 74%, it was 20-some-odd thousand votes. Now, with 77% of the vote in, it is 991. One of the reasons why is one of the biggest blocks of votes out in the state are the Republican suburbs inside Hamilton County, and as they've started to come in, they narrowed that margin dramatically. Like the Speaker pro tem of the House, his district had 3% of the vote in until very recent. Now it started to come in.
I'm going to ask you a straight-out question. You went through this in 2000. You almost went through it in 2004. Do you believe that Ohio has been settled?
No, I don't. And look, if we are calling this on the basis of 74% of the vote being in, and when 77% is in, Secretary of State website, I got the director of the Ohio campaign for Romney on the other end of the line refreshing the page every few seconds, and this went from being, when we started this conversation 3 or 4 minutes ago, 1,995 vote margin for President Obama, to just now 991.
And the outstanding 20% of the vote, where is that?
Well, we know that some of it is in Cuyahoga County, which is going to be Democrat, but we've got half of Hamilton County out. We had the city of Cincinnati vote. We now are starting to see the suburbs start coming in. Then we have we have big swatches of Butler County, Delaware County, and Warren County, all of which are Republican counties that have big chunks of their vote out.
So you're not saying that Obama isn't going to win,
no,
but you're just saying he hasn't won it yet.
I think this is premature. We got a quarter of the vote. Now, remember, here's the thing about Ohio. A third of the vote or more is cast early. That is won overwhelmingly by the Democrats. It's counted first, and then you count the election day. And the question is, by the time you finish counting the election day, does it overcome that early advantage that the Democrats have built up in early voting, particularly in Cuyahoga County?
Now, Joe, I we know that Carl has a rooting interest. I think he's
right.
At this point, he's just telling us the facts. But you don't have a rooting interest for Mitt Romney. What do you think?
When I had my last contact with the Obama folks, they thought that Florida was their best shot, that Virginia looked the shakiest, and that Ohio they thought they were going to win, but were less sure of. But when you look at these counties, you look at Hamilton County, Obama's been winning it. There's still a lot out there. So I understand what Carl's saying, but if you look at some of these counties that are still left out there, there are votes, a lot of votes left for Obama that could outnumber some of these suburban counties.
But not have.
Well, but if the decision desk has looked at those and is looking at key precincts in those counties and projecting, that's what they do. And they may, we haven't been able to go in and do that yet.
Carl?
Apparently, the website is now being crashed because they can no longer refresh it. But look, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but we got to be careful about calling things when we have like 991 votes separating the two candidates and a quarter of the vote yet to count. Even if they have made it on the basis of select precincts, I'd be very cautious about intruding into this process.
Well, folks.
thanks.
So maybe not so fast.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. It's great to have you guys here.
That's awkward.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get someone from the decision desk, and we're going to bring them in here. And we're going to have them on air, and we're going to interview them about this decision.
Well, I think we should sit them next to Karl Rove and interview both of them. Let them interview each other.
Mike, here's what we're going to do. Karl Rove said that we should figure out what the deal is with this decision desk. The decision desk is in a different place. And I showed you earlier in the show in the 6 o'clock hour what it takes to get there. Megan, I will escort you down the steps here so you can go interview them.
All right.
Watch your step.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to fall
there you go.
In front of all these millions of people.
Okay. Megan is going to go to the decision desk and interview them about the decision on Ohio.
Try to get to the bottom of this. It's right out the door. They used to keep them right here with us in the studio. And then for some reason, whoa, careful. Then for some reason, they moved them down the hall. We were too close. We were thinking this wouldn't be necessary, but as it turns out. So you can see this is sort of all the folks behind the scenes who have been watching the program from back here. Hi, guys. Arthur Idala decided to join. They're way down the hall. So we'll do a little interrogation and see if they stand by their call, notwithstanding the doubts that Karl Rove has attempted to place. Keep coming. Here we go. Now, when we practiced this before, there's the beautiful Jenna Lee. When we practiced this before in our rehearsals, we lost all audio in our ears right about here. That's happening again, but...
Can you hear me, Megan?
In any event, we'll try to get to the bottom of it.
She can't.
Now, here are the guys. This is the decision desk. Now we're in the heart of the decision desk room. Arnon?
Yes.
You head this place up. Chris Dyerwalt, you've been doing all the number crunching. These guys behind you, you tell me whether you stand by your call in Ohio, given the doubts Karl Rove just raised.
We're actually quite comfortable with the call in Ohio. Basically, right now, there's just too much Obama vote that's outstanding there that we know is going to come in, that is going to be Obama. And while, yes, there are a number of counties out there that will be Romney, the largest thing that's outstanding right now is the Cleveland area. It's Cuyahoga. This is Democratic territory, and we're quite comfortable with the idea that Obama will carry Ohio.
What do you make of it, Chris?
There just aren't enough Republican votes left for Mitt Romney to get there. And as Arnon points out, Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, is so overwhelmingly Democratic, we wouldn't expect Mitt Romney to do even much more than a third of the vote there. So as the late vote comes in, we would expect to see.
It's going to be interesting to hear his voice.
Explain, I don't have Karl here with me, so explain his theory and why you disagree with it.
Well, it's not that I disagree with his theory. What he's saying is that this is going to be closer and that there's still a lot of vote to be counted and that you have provisionals. What we're saying is that the amount of raw vote that's in these counties that's out there still waiting to come in is so large and the historical trend is so strong and the polling is so strong about how Democratic these counties are, it's just not, no matter what the handful of Republican precincts that are still out there are, it's just not going to make it.
Is this possibly an exit poll thing like we saw? I know this is raw vote.
That's what we're going to try to find out. We're not going to be able to explain this away in one day. We're going to get close. We're not going to be able to come up with all the answers and solutions in one day, but I want to try to
It's a very relaxing day, beautiful day, isn't it?
George Bush can overcome it. No way, no way, no way. And then he did. Is this similar to that?
What we're looking at is actual raw vote by county, city by city. And what we're seeing is sufficient vote in Ohio on the Democratic side to mean that Ohio will go for Obama.
Percent certainty.
99.95%.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. I can't hear Brett or the folks back in the studio, but they seem very confident. We'll take it back to you and see whether Karl is backing down. Brett?
Okay, Megan. I've just called Karl back up from the, and he's coming up here to the desk. He's crunching numbers. He's writing furiously. He's pointing at Bill Hemmer. A lot of things are going on right now. We're going to see the graphic there. Barack Obama reelected president. That's our call from the decision desk, as you saw Megyn Kelly just walking down to talk to them. The White House, there's already a crowd in front of the White House. As you look live there, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Has evolved from operations research, a strategic and tactical methodology
developed under military management in England during World War II. The original purpose of operations research was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense with the objective of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling a society. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. The silent weapon makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet, it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life, i.e., unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves. When a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great and they crack up. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobilities of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Repetition breeds suggestibility. Repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not suggestible. I am not open to suggestion. Repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not open to suggestion.
Obama headquarters in Chicago getting ready for whatever the celebration will be there. We are back now live here with the returning Megyn Kelly.
I just made it. It's a long way down to the decision desk.
It is a long way down there, but you did very well.
Thank you.
And joining us with his retort, Karl Rove.
Okay. I don't know if it's a retort. It's just a question, which is we have 2 million, we have 4.5 million votes in, roughly, and we have a difference of 991 votes between the two candidates, according to the Secretary of State's website. There were 5.7 million votes cast last time around. If we had just simply the same number of people to cast votes, that'd be about 1.2 million people out. If you look at Cuyahoga County, 414,000 votes have already been cast. Last time around, 668,000 were cast. So somewhere around 260,000 votes would still come out of Cuyahoga County. Out of Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati at the other end of the state, 206,000 votes have been cast. 425,000 were cast last time around, about 220 yet to be cast in that county. And then there are a bunch of cats and dogs elsewhere, which add up to about another 720,000 votes. Now, it may be that Barack Obama wins the state, but it seems to me that, you know, you got a lot of votes yet to cast. And while you do have a chunk out in Cuyahoga County, you got a chunk out in Hamilton County, the city of Cincinnati.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh. things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Right.